Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Randy. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic, Restaurant. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good, but it's good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Sometimes we want to consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger because it's fast and convenient. So help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Defendants have not responded to the complaint or otherwise participated in the action, and plaintiff has sent them a certificate of default filed against them. The plaintiffs have served the defendants with default certificates, which do not otherwise appear in this lawsuit. The plaintiffs accuse Little Rascal of employing them as cooks, dishwashers, cleaners and delivery men in 2014 and 2015. Defendants Atilgan, Fajalu and Gundogdu own and control Little Rascal and have acted unlawfully in setting wages and working hours for their employees. The defendants operate a full-service restaurant called Little Rascals, located in the same building as the restaurant on the corner of Main Street and Main Avenue in Istanbul, Turkey, as well as other locations in Turkey. The plaintiffs contend that Little Rascal is a commercial company and that its work is therefore covered by the FLSA. The plaintiffs do not work independently. The defendants have full control over the work in their restaurant and are the plaintiffs' employers, have full control over their wages and working hours, and have the power to hire and fire them. The plaintiffs have revealed that they are owed more than $1.5 million in unpaid wages for their work at Little Rascal's restaurant. NYLL requires employers to notify their employees of the amount of their salary at the time of hiring. The plaintiffs have appropriately calculated the amount of unpaid wages for their time at the Little Rascal restaurant. Finally, NYLL required the employer to pay all the wages of its employees on time. The plaintiffs have presented evidence that Pastor Cristobal is owed $524.29 in unpaid wages. In the event of unlawful termination or termination of employment by the employer pursuant to Section 5(2) of the Act, compensation claims are mandatory under the FLSA. The defendants, who did not respond to the motion for a default judgment, obviously do not bear that burden. Detailed affidavits and evidence may determine the plaintiff's claims for damages, but the district court has no authority to decide whether to file a claim for damages. An investigation is not mandatory, and if the party who is in arrears does not admit the conclusions of the law, the court must find that the allegations provide a solid legal basis for liability. Adams Caterers, Inc. cited Tamarin in its motion for a default judgment against the defendants and the restaurant and its owner, Adams Bistro. As stated in the minimum wage requirement of the FLSA, it is sufficient for the plaintiff to assert the fact of his salary and working time according to a simple arithmetical calculation that can be used to determine the amount owed for each wage period. Likewise, in order to establish an FLSA overtime claim, the plaintiff must submit that he was paid overtime during a working week of more than 40 hours and that he was not properly remunerated. The applicant must also submit that he was not adequately remunerated for his time during overtime and the amount of overtime. Excluding FLSA and liquidated damages, plaintiff Pastor Cristobal is entitled to $39,860.43 from NYLL, and plaintiff Luna Rodriguez is entitled to a total of $5,000 in criminal and $1.5 million in damages. A default judgment was issued against the defendants, and Luna and Rodriguez are entitled to an amount equal to the original judgment plus $2,100 million as of June 1, 2015. The Secretary of the Court was directed by the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York, Southern Division, to reject this application for docket number 42. The plaintiffs claim they worked for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the FBI in New York. The allegations are that they were paid minimum and overtime wages in violation of the FLSA and NYLL. The plaintiffs also allege that they did not receive a written notice of their salary increases as required by NYLLSS 195-1, nor did they receive any salary increases as required by NYLLSS 195-3. They also allege that the plaintiffs worked excessive overtime for their work at the FBI and the Department of Health and Human Services. As discussed above, the plaintiffs here cite sufficient evidence to show that Mr. Hernandez, Pineda owed $6,589.29 for overtime pay, Mr. Luna, Rodriguez was $9,200 in debt, and Pastor Cristobal was and still is $11,665.36. Both the FLSA and the NYLL require employers to pay minimum and overtime wages for work that exceeds 40 hours per week. The NYLL requires employers to pay workers who work more than 10 hours a week extra hours at the minimum wage. Plaintiffs can claim back $50 for each working week during which the employer does not give notice, up to a maximum of $2,500. The NYLL also requires employers to give their employees pay raises with each paycheck, and plaintiffs can claim back up to $100 for each workweek in which the employer does not pay a salary, up to a maximum of $2,500 by February 26, 2015. This is all for today, guys. My name is Randy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.